The action continues here at the Senior Bowl. I'm Fran Duffy, joined by NFL Draft Insider Tony Pauline from DraftInsider.net, and we are watching the North practice. The wide receiver DB one-on-one drills have commenced here, and Tony, on the far side of the field, we've got quarterback Cody Kessler going deep down the field and a huge completion to wide receiver Lerante Carew from Rutgers.
You know, Kessler has looked very good in the early going. His ball speed on the longer throws has surprised me, as you just saw there. He's been on the mark with his throws. You know, that's the big thing is would he be able to get the ball downfield? And he's shown the ability to. And Carew has also played well, the receiver from Rutgers. He's shown good route running skills. He's caught everything thrown his way.
Now, as we see at the top of the screen, Maurice Kennedy jumping a route. It was a comeback route. Did a really good job following the receiver's technique and finding his way to the football.
Sized well, and he's got some decent ball skills. Really had a terrible senior year if you watch the film. But, you know, I was talking with someone earlier today, and they just feel that it was a bad situation at Virginia. They knew the coach was on his way out, and they just don't feel he received proper coaching. That was also a poor pass by Kevin Hogan, who struggled the past 2 days.
Kennedy is a guy that's played a little bit of safety, a little bit of slot, a little bit of outside corner. Where do you think is his best role at the next level?
Well, based on his size, they're going to want to put him at cornerback as a bump and run or press cover. It's just a matter of he's got to get his game back to where he was as a junior.
All right, so we'll stay here on this matchup that you see at the bottom of your screen. You've got Tavon Young going up against the senior receiver from UCLA, Jordan Payton. Let's watch this matchup up close. Young staying step for step as Payton pulls away at the last minute, but the ball is overthrown there by the quarterback. What have you seen from Tavon Young so far this week? Obviously, the kid from Temple had a good senior season.
Good ball skills, good head. I just don't know that he's an athlete for the next level. You saw there, and it's happened a couple times, the receiver gets a step on him, and the receiver's able to get behind him, and Young plays a lot of catch-up on the pass. That ball was overthrown by Kessler, as you said, but they are throwing with a big wind behind him, which I think is going to, you know, make the accuracy all over the place.
All right, so as we get to the next rep here, the action down the field is we have Chris Moore, the wide receiver from Cincinnati, with a deep grab for a touchdown over the corner from Northern Iowa, DeAndre Hall. What do you know about Chris Moore, Tony?
Sized well, good athlete. I don't think he performed to the level that scouts expected as a senior. Was banged up throughout his senior year, you know, but he's a good possession receiver that wins out in battles. And that was a nice pass by Kevin Hogan.
As we get now to the far side, we've got Aaron Burbridge going up against the corner from Minnesota, Eric Murray. Very good Big Ten battle here as we have Burbridge, who really developed into one of the top receivers in the country. We see the drop there inside.
Yeah, he's a good possession receiver. That's an unusual drop from him. Eric Murray of Minnesota has really struggled the past 2 days. He's given up a lot of receptions.
We have Burbridge here. Would you say that Burbridge is potentially the best receiver here, or is there somebody else that you favor more?
Braxton Miller. I think Braxton Miller, hands down, has really elevated his draft stock. We'll see him here now if we got the camera on him. I mean, he's really shown himself to be a natural receiver. He's done the little things well going up against Kevin Peterson, it looks like, of Oklahoma. You see him sell the route there, use his hands to get separation, then catch the ball away from his frame. I mean, he looks like a first-round receiver right there. He's got the size, he's got the speed, he's doing the little things well. I just can't say enough about the way Braxton Miller has performed the past 2 days.
You love that little subtle move at the top of his route just to get that little bit of separation, and he's got that athleticism where if he gets that little bit of separation, he's going to pull away in the open field.
It's the little things. I mean, some of these guys who've played receivers all their lives and don't do those little things well, and Braxton Miller is just doing them like it comes second nature to him.
Very, very impressive indeed as we get back to the line of scrimmage here and see this next matchup. Should be a very interesting one on the outside. It looks like the corner from, let's see here, looks like it's, we got a linebacker job. That's Kenneth Dixon, the running back from Louisiana Tech, against Nick Kwiatkowski from West Virginia. Dixon's one of my favorite players here, Tony.
Yeah, he's a triple threat. He's a multiple threat skill player. I mean, he's a guy who produced carrying the ball, and you just saw there a good pass catcher out of the backfield. Maybe he develops into a feature runner. At the worst, he's a rotational guy at the next level that you can use on any of the three downs.
As we're going to get over to one final rep here in this drill, it's a frigid day here in Mobile, Ladd People Stadium. As we have at the bottom of the screen, the tight end from Iowa, Kiegler Coble, getting an interception underneath, breaks a tackle from Darian Thompson. Tell us about Kiegler Coble.
Here's a guy who was not even rated by scouts coming into the year, but all he did was produce. If you watch the Iowa film, they didn't have any great receivers. He was the best pass catcher on the field. I don't know that he's a great athlete. He, you know, he gave effort blocking, didn't get very good results. But if you're looking for a sure-handed underneath tight end, he's your guy. I think he can make it the next level as a third man on the depth chart.
Well, the action will continue here from Ladd Peebles Stadium. Check out for more here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm Fran Duffin for Tony Pauline. We'll see you here next week.